booked the flights, sorted the accommodation, but forgot to check your passport's expiry date? You're not alone. Today we're talking travel traps with Samara Caldwell, assistant team leader at Flight Centre Morayfield. From visa mix-ups and insurance myths to the fine print behind cheap air online fares, Samara's seen it all at the counter. Stick around as she shares the biggest mistakes travellers make and how to dodge them before your next trip. Hi Samara, it seems that there's quite a few mistakes we can make. So why is leaving the renewal of our passport to the last minute one of the most common and costly travel mistakes people make?
Oh, hi, Christine. Thank you for having me on. Yeah, that is absolutely one of the mistakes that can occur, and it surely does. Leaving the passport to the last minute is not the best idea. They do normally say to allow at least 6 weeks for processing, and we like a little bit more time just as a buffer. You know, you need to allow for any mistakes or anything like that before your trip. It can be costly as well if you do end up needing to expedite the process. Passports are already not cheap, and needing to pay more to get them, you know, back in the mail, it can all add up for you and add on, especially if you're a family or, you know, multiple travellers, it adds up.
It certainly does, and very, very important. I mean, it's a big thing, your passport. So what happens if your passport doesn't have enough validity left for your destination?
Oh, okay. You need at least 6 months validity from the date that you return back into Australia. And if you don't have that when you're at the airport checking in, unfortunately, you'll be denied boarding. Stuff of nightmares for us travel agents, but ultimately that's what will happen. They won't let you onto that flight. What will come next is hopefully you'll be able to get onto the next suitable available flight, and you'll need to head on into the passport office in the city. And so the bills will rack up, the stress will too. It's not a great start to the holiday, and the cost to get onto that next flight as well can be, yeah, substantial.
Wow. Mm. That is really, really bad.
It is.
That passport is just so important. Must get it done well before the time you leave. So let's bust some travel insurance myths. What does insurance actually cover versus what travellers assume it covers?
Good question. So with travel insurance, there's a lot of different products out there in terms of policies and the coverage that they have. A lot will include unlimited overseas medical cover. Now, one thing that is extremely important is that if there is anything pre-existing, you do disclose that to the insurance provider. Now, I think a lot of people will assume that that condition that they have will be covered, but that's just not the case. And you really don't want to find yourself, you know, overseas somewhere needing for treatment for something that they can relate back to that condition. If they can do that, they will not pay a claim, whether it be whilst you're abroad or if you're needing to cancel and it's related back to that condition, they won't pay out.
So yeah, it's very important to go through the whole rigmarole of getting your insurance, which you must have anyway.
Yes.
So does insurance cover things like flight delays, lost luggage, or medical emergencies overseas?
Good question. So there are some things that surround flight delays. Now, the information that the advice I give to my clients is that first and foremost, it is up to the airlines to reaccommodate you. So they need to put you onto the next available flight. They need to provide accommodation if flights have been cancelled. Now, if they're not doing that, that's when we will turn to the insurance. Often with insurances, they'll have a minimum amount of time that the flight needs to be delayed in which they'll start to provide cover. So, you know, if the flight is delayed for a couple of hours or, you know, a few hours and off you go to, you know, check yourself into the lounge or anything like that, whilst a great idea, insurance probably won't foot that bill.
That's fair enough. I mean, it is so important. I've always been told, and we've talked about it with friends, that if you can't afford your insurance, you can't afford to go on holidays.
It is as simple as that. If you can't afford insurance, you absolutely cannot travel. Yes.
Excellent. So now let's look at visa requirements. Mm-hmm. And I've heard they're getting a bit tricky for some countries. Mm-hmm. So why underestimating these can derail a trip, and how to check what you actually need?
Yeah, of course. So one of the benefits of, you know, booking through a travel agent, we can provide all that information and we can provide the up-to-date information. It is forever changing. Mm-hmm. And we receive updates daily if anything's coming, anything that's rolling out. Visas are, again, extremely important to have in place. You can be denied boarding. And we spoke about how costly that can be if you can't, if you're not let onto that aircraft.
Certainly is. Yeah. With all the problems, the world problems that are happening, it's making it so much harder for people to be able to get in some countries unless they've got a proper visa to go with it.
Yeah,
very
that's
important.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now here's the big one. Booking online versus agent. I think I know what you're going to say, but a lot of people do prefer to make their own bookings, don't they?
Yeah, they do. There's a lot of people out there. They love to turn to the internet and ChatGPT these days is becoming ever popular for planning trips. But we have to remember it's a computer, and so it can only go so far, and it can often provide outdated information. It can pull information from incorrect sources as well, and people can take that as the be-all and end-all, and it is simply not. Coming to an agent, we touched on it a couple of times. We've got all of the up-to-date information. We've got the sources to find it, government websites, reliable sources. Super, super important. As well, understanding what you're booking, we can walk you through all of that, the terms and conditions, the fare rules, what you're in for when you're putting a lot of money towards this holiday, hard-earned money. So let's make sure we protect it.
Yes, for sure. And, of course, with the travel agents, they're the ones that are good at finding things for you to do while you're in a specific country, where to go,
exactly,
how to catch things,
yes,
and it just makes it a lot easier for them to do the work,
because
that's what we love there for, instead of battling on the computer, which can happen, and then not following through on some of the things that you were going to do because you didn't do enough research.
That's right.
So that's very, very important.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered the disaster scenarios. Should we have backup plans?
Yeah, absolutely. So whilst you're abroad, just setting yourself up and making sure that you've got everything you need. If something was to happen, you know, booking with the travel agent, you have us here at home to help if there's an emergency. Having backup funds is extremely important. You know, cards, cash can go missing. You need something there so you're not, you know, stranded without any money. It's always important to understand your fare if you need to come home early. How does that look? If you need to extend, you want to extend, how does that look? Absolutely.
It always makes a difference, doesn't
it?
For
it
those
does.
Extra little things that crop up that you're not expecting.
That's right.
Another good reason to do it through the agent, because you can fix it, whereas at home you're not necessarily. So just in finishing, what's the most common mistake you see walking through the door at Flight Centre?
So Flight Centre, Morayfield, probably not so much us, but the airport office, they see a lot of visa issues. So people coming in, they don't have their visa. They've got to pay a premium to get the emergency visa. They've already missed their flight. They've got to organize their flight. Yeah, it happens day in and day out. I think they estimated around 20 people will walk in each day needing to have a visa application done, flights corrected. Yeah, it's unfortunately one of those things that can happen to many people.
Easy to be done. And Samara, what is your top tip for someone booking their big first overseas trip?
I would recommend coming and visiting a travel agent. We can help you through everything. It's so exciting booking your first overseas trip, but it can be daunting. There is so much information out there, and there's so much muck for a better word to describe it, out on the internet, you know, so much information. We can narrow it all down for you. We can simplify it. We can recommend, products, places to visit, things to do, making sure you have all of that arranged before you go so you're not spending your holiday doing that. We have it all organized for you. We hold your hand through the whole process whilst we get excited for you on your first big trip overseas.
It's so different than clicking a button against talking to someone who knows what they're talking about.
Exactly.
That's great. Mm. So before you book that next trip, remember the essentials. Renew your passport early. Read the fine print on your insurance. Check visa requirements well ahead of time. And always have a backup plan in place. Whether you're heading overseas for the first time or you're a regular flyer, a little preparation goes a long way. Thanks so much for joining us, Samara, who is Assistant Team Leader at Flight Centre Moray Field. And head to 1015fm.com.au to hear Samara's earlier podcast on trending destinations for 2026.